This budget workshop to order. I'd like to stand and salute the flag, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'd like to thank everyone for people in the audience to attend. So we'll get started on the budget workshop. Go ahead, Laura.
Sure. So to explain to the audience that the budget workshop, what we're going over now, are just requested numbers. It's not a final budget workshop. We've got to go through a couple more rounds. So this is the pie in the sky request, and now we go over it as a collective group. And just so I'm sure everybody had their agenda, that while we appreciate your participation, that we won't be accepting any public comments or questions. Okay, so the first piece of paper, I just want to know that we did the formula. Maybe it looks like this. The formula for the tax cap.
Made it bigger, you know.
That's what OSC prints out. Sorry. This is the real property tax cap formula, entering all the information that they request, so you can see what we're held to for the tax levy, which is 309,365. It's on the bottom. Okay. Guy, did you want to add anything into here about discussing the 1.66 and the 1.5?
Only that this is the 1.66 part of it. Since we did not go over the cap last year, since we've never gone over the cap, but since we didn't go over it last year, we also have the opportunity to go 1.5% of last year's levy in addition to this as well. And there's a little formula in here to show us how much it is. It works out to another $4,600.
Yeah.
So while this is the standard cap, there's also that availability of some additional funds. And it wouldn't count as going over the cap.
Anybody have any questions from the board on? Okay. Great. So everybody received the request. There's a copy. The original is here, and I left a copy down there. If anybody wants to look at it, if they have questions, you can refer back to it. On your first piece of paper, the first thing that says property tax, we could probably, you know, I just threw in the top number. You can skip over that. That's how we derive that number. But the next one is the pilot. So in here, for Rensselaer County, for the senior housing, this year our revenue will be $842. Real property tax interest, $4,200, which was just pretty much, as you know, a guesstimate based on previous years, the same as the penalty on refuge and special assessment. The next line, 1120, non-property tax distribution. That is our revenue from Rensselaer County based on the number of sales that fell in the village. Again, this was an estimate number. I upped it, increased it by $5,000. And the franchise fee, again, is just a guesstimate of what we'll receive. And I was modeling saying $16,000. Then we go down to each thing that the revenue brings in from the different departments. Clerk fees, I left it at $250. Police fees, I dropped down to $45. We just never seem to get $50, and somewhere in between $30 and $50 is $45. Safety inspection fees, we've always, if you look across there, always budgeted $100. It seems that we do not account for revenue in that line, so zeroed. Uniform reimbursement, I zeroed that out because Wendy would prefer that we don't include it as a revenue because it's taken from their paycheck. So she's going to work on the back end through the EBS system. So instead of showing it as a revenue, we're going to zero that out. Other cultural and department income, as you can see, for the past 3 years, zero. So I just zeroed it out. There was no sense in thinking we were going to get anything. Zoning fees, I put in $150, which, if you look across the years, we received that. Planning board fees, $25, seems to be constant that we've done The garbage, I kept it at the 74725 for the refuge. And then the next thing are the cleanup days and garbage bags. So it would be garbage bags, cleanup days, 2130 and then 2130 and the points.
This on 2130.
2130, yeah.
I thought I sent an email that it was going to, that the total was going to be higher.
This is what we collect. We don't charge the residents the exact bill that we pay. So we have county waste. I think we, what, was it 70,000 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Wasn't that the 3-year contract?
Yeah.
And then Urswama, if I went back through the bills, they seem to be consistent at $3,100 a year.
Okay.
I mean, as you can see, you know, the revenue was increased in the 12-13. Again, down below is bags, and then the next one is cleanup day. Other cultural recreation zeroed out. Games of chance, we have our standard $10 that comes in every year. I think we did receive that already. Permits, building permits, that's Gary, $1,200. Fines and forfeitures was increased to $40,000.
I do want to say something about that.
Yes.
At the rate that we're going now, this year, we're actually not going to make our revenue estimate. We had estimated $39,000 for this current fiscal year. We're on a pace for $36,000.
Uh-oh.
So, while I don't, I mean, again, this is for now, just want to point that out to you.
Okay, so we're looking at 36, okay.
Well, at least right now. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we can see what the next month brings, but, you know, across the first 7 months of the year, it looks like we'll be projected out to the end of the year will be about 36,000, which I was kind of surprised at, but I think it's just the catching up for, you know, not all the fines are paid at the same time. You know, so you might get a ticket a year ago, and the fine doesn't actually get to us because they, you know, postpone the case or they adjourn it to the next session. So we're a little bit behind in collecting. So I think when we reduced the hours 2 years ago, you know, we said, oh, boy, well, the revenue is still high, but that was generated previously. So I'm a little concerned about having a number there.
Okay. The next one, state aid, the per capita revenue, 10.5, consistent with all the years across. Same as state aid mortgage tax, $9,000. The public safety, the two grants were combined into one. A guy is whatever the new name is,
right,
equals the amount, the 6,800 and 1775, and that's why it kind of looks a little messy on the left. But those two are together. Then that would zero out the step where we always had step, and then the next one down is the, I don't know why the car was in there, but that's out. State aid trips, Charlie, I showed you the backups here from the DOT in here to come up with 61,412.
And we had a carryover.
That's with the carryover. That is including the carryover.
$34,000.
What was that?
$34,000.
Yeah, I thought it was something like that. Okay.
Right, so that's including carryover.
Okay.
That's the total interest and earnings, $350. I reduced that. We just, you know, we average around $350. Refunds from prior years, I threw in $25. It just doesn't seem that we have collected anything, except that 1 year, 2012 and 13. Unclassified revenue, that's anything that doesn't fit in any of these categories, conservative at 250. And then there's no inter transfer fund. So the revenues rolled up down on the bottom. You see real property, non-property, departmental, state funding and miscellaneous, for a total of just revenue without the taxes is 286,459. Do we have any questions on revenue? Okay. And we'll go into our expenditure appropriation. Village Board. Village Board, three board members put in for an increase in the personal service. One remains the same. I increased it to $10,000. That's a $500 increase. The Village Board contractual, I increased to $1,250 for NICOM trainings. It's only a $250 increase. The mayor's salary, the mayor put in for $3,000, a decrease of $400. Contractual went up $50 to $300. The attorney for Dave Gruenberg is $16,500, remains the same. Municipal dues, $1,000. I increased that for the different associations that there's small amounts, they're like $25 and $35. Contingency account, $10,000. The treasurer personal service in the A fund is $7,000, in the S fund is $3,000. Wendy filled out her form for $10,000 for her salary. Treasurer's EQ equipment, there's a new PC. We had Tom run the numbers on state contract for two new PCs, one for Missy, one for Wendy. So the breakdown will be shared amongst the A fund and the F fund. So it's a 70-30 split. So there's the computer for Wendy and the contractual $5,000. That's envelopes, checks, whatever you need, mailing. Assessment equipment. And that is $5,000 is the BAS software. At our last meeting, Missy had mentioned, not difficulty, but different steps. There are many steps to process somebody's payment when they come to the window. So I talked to the town of Skodak, I talked to the town of Nassau, and they all use the BAS software. And it's a program that can generate our own bills, our own tax bills. We don't need to pay the county 69 cents per sheet. And when somebody comes through the window, Missy would enter the information right into the system right there and not have to take it and then, you know, go back through. So it's a simpler move to have this type of software. And it also has a module that allows Gary, when he does building permits, to automatically tie into the property owners, and then the SVP database for the assessments, they all tie together nicely. So I guess that's something to talk about as we move along. And then the next thing in the contractual was, I don't want to say, I put reevaluation for a note, but it's not a reevaluation, it's updating our assessment, which means bring in all the comps for 3 years. Every 3 years, when we did the reevaluation with Bill Dorn, we discussed as a board having it done every 3 years to make sure we're always above the curve and at between the 90 and 100% of assessment and not fall back into the 50 and 48%. So I spoke to Bob Hildebrandt, came in the office on Friday, and took a look at what we have, spoke with the county, and he feels that he could do that for up to $5,000, not saying it is $5,000, but for a safe amount, I put up to $5,000.
What line is that again?
That's 1355.4.
That's $9,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, no, five of it would be for him. No, the rest would be used in the assessment line as normal.
Okay.
Clerk personal salary, $16,000. Again, that's a split between the A and the F fund. Deputy clerk personal service. I personally just threw it in there and something to talk about was to increase for experience the rate of $6,500 for the total year. Again, that's split between the A and the F fund. Clerk EQ, that's the new...
What was it, total?
$6,500. It says five here. Yeah. Okay.
And it was what, 22.75?
23.75?
No, it was more than that because...
Oh, we had money in the F fund. Yeah, it was... where is it?
It was 9.75 plus 22.75.
Right.
So 32.50.
And your logic behind the 6,500?
Pardon me?
What's your logic behind increasing it to 6,500?
I said I think that we need to increase it to get somebody with experience to come in.
So what does that equate to hours-wise?
Well, depending upon the I was figuring at least $12 to $13 an hour.
So what does that equate to hours-wise? A week or whatever it is. What'd you say? How much?
65. I'm just checking.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
13.
Do in the middle. 12.50. Come on.
520 hours.
Side. What's that equal to?
The guy was saying it was 520 hours.
Okay.
At $12.50 an hour.
Right. $12.50. Okay, the clerk equipment line, that's the new PC, and the BAS software. Clerk contractual, $5,000, that's office supplies, that's toner, paper, all of that.
But not legal paper, I hope.
Not legal paper.
We have enough of that.
Records management, that's Judy. I increased that by $300 because our archive room is a disaster. And Judy had said that she worked in there previously on a project. So I think it'd be a good idea if we increase that to have Judy not only provide coverage in the office, but also finish up on that archive project and get rid of the stuff that we don't need. And get the payroll for 55 years all in one spot and mark it appropriately and clean up the records room. Building CQ, zero. Buildings contractual, 33.1. Central garage equipment, 500. Central garage contractual, 10,000. Nothing's changed there. Unallocated insurance, $40,000. We had to increase up by 10. That's per our insurance person. That was an increase. Superintendent of Highways. Just so everybody knows, the 2200, drug testing, its uniform, it's all that. Personal service remains the same, 33,000. General repairs, equipment, 11,000. That was increased. We have $10,000 worth of for the speed signs. Something to talk about if in fact we move forward, we can come back to these big jumps. General repairs, contractual, 28. That's a $3,000 increase. Street maintenance capital, which is $3,650. That's just an increase of $650. Snow removal, personal service, $3,000. Snow removal equipment, $1,000. That was an increase. No removal contractual, $8,800, a slight increase of $300. Street lighting, we kept it at $26,000. CHIPS project, that's what mirrors the revenue coming in. And the refuse and garbage is $79,000. Police, personal service, $86,800 remains the same from last year. The grants, obviously, that's a wash. It comes in the revenue side, $6,800, and the $1,775. Equipment, $1,500. Contractual, $21,000. That's an increase. The canine remains the same. The police capital fund went down $150. And the animal control officer remains at $12.50. Safety inspections, personal service, $11,742 remains the same. Equipment, there's the $2,500, that's for the BAS software for Gary to use for his permits, so we don't have envelopes laying all over. Contractual, $500 for safety inspection. Zoning personal service remains the same, $2,250. Zoning equipment, $2,500. There's this VAS software. Zoning contractual, $450. I upped that from $400 just because with the Cumberland Farms coming, I think you're going to have more mailings, you're going to have more notices, and it needs to be charged to the appropriate department. Same as the planning. Judicial personal service. So if I was to understand Mike's thing, I think he requested $13,000 for him, and we have the acting judge, which never really had a line that combined both of them, but he gets $1,000, that's Judge Harris. The court clerk, Mike put in for $13,725. The court officer, personal service, $2,500. Justice equipment, they put in nothing. And justice contractual, $5,000. The other services and expenses is election, $1,200. Veterans service, $200. The equipment for the playground is zeroed out for this year, but we put in $4,000, and that's to get us to the insurance requirements. It was up by $3,000. We inserted some lines in here for other services, which is the youth committee, $150. Celebrations is the same line. That was increased to pay for the lights, the band, Santa, bunny, a tree. I can't think of what else falls under celebrations. If in fact there's a parade or whatever happens, and the beautification committee, $250. And then we can go right into our state retirement. We received information from the retirement system on what our percentage will be. So it'll be for state retirement, $19,480. Fire and police will be $15,938. Social Security, village portion, $13,020. Medicare, again, these are split. Medicare, Social Security, Medicare, workers' comp, medical insurance, and state retirement split between the A and the F fund. So everybody knows. Except the fire and police are totally the A fund. Medicare, $3,045. Workers' comp pool is up to $7,791. We received a 10% increase from the county on that. Medical insurance is going up, so the A funds portion, $8,770. We have no bonds, and the transfer to the capital funds, or the two capital funds, from the highway and from the police department, that will be transferred. So if you look down in the next section, it sums up all the totals for each department. And the total is $694,534 for the A fund. And if you look down a little further, it says $694,534 revenue. We revenued the $286,000 from the front page. Unexpended fund balance, I increased that to $90,000, which leaves us a tax levy to be raised of $318,075. So we are, if you look back at your sheet here, we are $9,000, $10,000 shy of the 1.66% cap. We have an additional $4,600, which is the 1.5%, and it doesn't, if we use it, it doesn't mean that we've gone over our tax cap. Now we'll go on to the F fund. Randy, you did a good job. Stayed within your budget.
Almost,
just a little bit, not too much. Water services, I want to just want to double check with Misty, because we did have some adjustments to our water, the people that came in and didn't have that many people. I just want to have all those, you know, the adjustments you sent to the county.
Yeah, I gave them all to Wendy.
Yeah, no, I know, I just want to go through and see this is exact revenue is what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, okay.
Because I did this after the people came in.
For 14, 15 or for
14, 15.
Okay.
So I'll have that for the next, the end of February budget workshop. Again, interest and penalties on water rents. Put it in for $8,000. Earnings, 100. You can see before we were saying 500. We never even hit that. Miscellaneous revenue. Yeah, 500. We never came close to that, so I just put it at 100. Water fund expenditures. Clerk, 6,000. Deputy clerk, there's the 1,500. There's the 3,000 for the treasurer. The equipment, administration equipment, which is the computers, the portion of the software in the computers. And then the next thing is contractual, and that's envelopes for the water, which is mailed out twice a year, and stamps now went up to, what, 49 cents the other day? So it'll be a little bit more expensive.
I have a question.
Yes. What was that? 8,000, are you saying 8,000?
It's 8,000.
That's what was in, yeah.
Okay. I have a question.
Go ahead.
About the clerk portion here.
Clerk, yeah.
What's the total clerk salary? 20,000?
20. Four.
20.
It's 20?
It's currently 20, yeah.
Okay, well, in the A fund we have 16?
Yeah, and isn't there, oh.
So wouldn't this be 4, not 6?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, because I added another line, I think, for the personal service. I added that 1-1 deputy clerk, okay. 4, sorry. Sorry, miss.
I mean, we can talk about it, but
well, yeah.
I didn't know that we had talked about it.
I have a question, Maureen. 2013-14 budget. Budgeted 8,000 for that
20.
One. Where am I so far, do you know?
I don't think I didn't bring my last.
Some of the explanation for that though is that we spent some of that. That was when we were budgeting for an outside treasurer.
What was that?
For that.
Right.
So some of that is, I think, left over from that.
I don't have my. Discussion. I don't know what report operating statement I have here.
That's May.
We should check that one again though, because
I can tell you what we ended in May of 2013. That will help, yeah. I don't think we.
Is this going to be a correct figure, you think, for our next budget, 8,000 or for expenditures?
Oh, right, because we did move money out of there into the.
Yeah. So we got to figure that one out.
Okay. That's a question, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Engineering, contractual, 2,000.
Does that consist of?
What does that engineering contractual? I guess if we need engineering advice.
Yeah.
We any need to.
If we have. I know it'll be a lot more money, but I put some money in the account in case there is some issue in the village where I have to call an engineer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's not a lot of money, but there's at least something in the budget in case it's something. Okay.
Source power pump, 11,000. Purification personal service.
I'm sorry. The idea behind the source power pump going down is because of the new system should be more efficient now.
I would hope so.
Okay.
And this is, I'm hoping.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Purification equipment, we have 0. You want to keep it that way? Yes, you don't foresee any equipment breaking. Purification contractual, 9,200. Water rent capital fund, 10,000. Transmission distribution personal service, 42,000. Equipment transmission distribution, 24/7. And transmission distribution CE, 25,000.
I have just a quick question. I know we went over this the last meeting because of the radio purchase, and I still had the 23, okay, and I kept 24 in to this year's budget. So that would, would that be added to the 2013 if I didn't use it all? How does that work?
No, that stays in the water fund.
Right, but I mean, so in that line, would I say if I didn't use, say I?
Are you talking about equipment? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. 8340-2.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
If I use 20,000 of the 24,700 allocated for 13, that would be in that same account that I put 24,700 in.
No, it goes into, if you want to think of it as the general water fund, if you want to.
Right, but it's still there.
Still there.
Okay. So, okay. I think
it's
I left.
Still there, but
I think I left it in this year's budget because we need to think about electrical backup for also too. And I think that's why I put mine in the cat fund. But okay.
Okay.
Just wanted to know. That,
all right, and the contractual $25,000.
Yeah.
And then again, this is the breakout between state retirement, Social Security, Medicare, workers' comp, and medical insurance. It's just the portion thereof. Contingency count is $10,000. Transfer to capital is $3,000. And there's page. Oh, there it is. And then this is the bond, the principal and interest. With the revenue. The total expenditures of $241,572 and the revenue from the front page of $240,496. Leaves a balance, fund balance to move up $1,076. So if you want to sit down and we can, that's why I want to take a look at the revenues. Because I upped it, just looking here, $223,216. We actually collected $225. We budgeted $223,696, and now I've budgeted $232,296, which is a little higher.
It's high. Because no, didn't anyone.
But I think Wendy gave me that number from what we collected, so I just want to take a look at that. If that included.
Does that include the penalties?
Though? That's what I'm wondering, if it included the penalties in there. If it did, we'll back them out. I'll work with Wendy on that.
We were talking about rates. Did Wendy get a chance to even think about it? Did you ask her? Remember about the pop?
Well,
do we have to figure that into the 20?
No, I mean, that's something you need to think about that we discussed, you know, 3 years ago, that it was just prudent of us to stay on top. As you know, everything goes up. So,
yeah, you
know,
can't wait another 10 years and then.
Correct, and then have everybody be chumped up.
Because as you see, prices
right.
On these things go up. All right, but I'll talk to you email you or something.
Okay. So does anybody have any questions that they want to talk about? Certain items, revenues, expenditures? Some, I'll make revisions to it and send it back out.
I just have one additional question. So last year we approved a plan, a road repair plan of a number of roads. I think the total was it came to about $70,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have $61,000 for chips.
Right.
So if we're going to actually do those roads this year, which I think we want to do those roads, and potentially any additional roads that we determine this year, we should make sure that we have enough money to do that. Now, I don't have the breakdowns within the street maintenance, so I'm not sure what this stuff covers, but we should do some hard thinking about that to make sure that we do have the money to cover it.
So that would be under the street maintenance.
So it would be
contractual.
Yeah, so like
$51,010.4.
You know, is there enough left in there to pay for the, you know, to make up the difference?
I think the consensus was that we're going to do them all in time, you know, just right. I think that's what it was, right? We got a whole total estimate to do the roads.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's $70,000.
Instead of doing one, this, you know, okay.
Yeah.
There was when Guy and Dick, when we were over looking at the drainage issue.
Oh, Tremont.
It was suggested that, and Dick mentioned, I believe, too, that
Tremont, you felt that it had to be milled first, where
yeah.
I don't think that was included
we
in the estimate last year.
It's not on the list.
It's
not 10 years, I don't think.
No.
Has it been 10 years since Tremont's been done?
Yeah, but it doesn't need doing.
Oh.
Oh, when it needs to get done.
When it does, it needs to be milled.
But it's not ready to go.
Because that, the peak goes quite a discussion when we had the first flood over there. There were big floods because they raised the road. So you don't get raised anymore, whether it's a flood or not.
Okay.
So I think the estimate I got was to do all the roads. I think that
the five or six roads. I've got
every road except Howard. We removed Howard from the list. That was the only road that we removed.
Right. So, we just have to make sure.
So, and Charlie, that bullet from your department, you want to take a look at?
Yeah, I've got all the, estimates and what we discussed. I'll see where we are as far as the amount of money.
Okay.
For the we know we got 61.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So if we didn't make if so we adopt this budget, mm-hmm. okay, how much of a tax increase is it for the? Because we figured that out yet every nothing.
I didn't. Not at this meeting. I didn't even.
As it stands right now, it's over the cap.
Over the cap.
Yeah.
So we have to.
It's over the 1.66.
Yeah,
it's actually over the other one too.
With the four.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
so we need to. We have work to do.
Right. Yeah.
What is it at right now? Do we know? Randy, you know that the water fund is not included in the tax. Okay.
So we have to figure out how to get that down.
Well, yeah.
What's the, based on, well, it's 1.66 plus what we didn't use last year?
Mm-hmm.
The difference?
It's the lower... The smaller amount of either the difference between
what we didn't use
of the cap, or 1.5%, and 1.5% is smaller.
Right, and the lesser of the two.
Yeah, it was.
It's like 40.
It was $7,000.
Right.
We were able last year to tax up to a certain amount. We only taxed like $1,000 more than. We did the previous year. We had another 7 to use. We didn't use those. So we either can use, according to the law, use between the two numbers the lower amount. So it's either 1.5% of the levy from last year or $7,000, whichever is lower. And the 1.5% is lower.
The 4,600
is lower. So we have 4,600. I can tell you the exact number. $4,572. That's the difference. Or that's the 1.5%. So that plus the number we have on the sheet that Laura gave us.
Right. 309,265.
Right. So if you add 4,572 to that, that's the total amount
mm-hmm.
under the cap that we can tax. And we're at 318, so we're still above. With this budget, the way it's written now. So, we still have.
Plus, we found a $4,000 mistake, so that's good.
Yeah. No, that was in the water.
No, it was in the water.
That's water. Oh, all right, thanks.
$4,000.
I guess everybody can go back and take a look and bring your suggestions, or certainly if you figure it out, send me an email to tell me what to change so we can have a completed spreadsheet for the next meeting in February.
I know last meeting we discussed the speed times and that possibly could go forward with the state. I think Mr. Ayers said something about, okay, if we're budgeting $10,000 for two signs, okay, without knowing if the state's going to take responsibility, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, plan B.
Plan B.
Right.
If we want to have the money.
In case plan A going
to plan A doesn't work, okay.
I thought the price was $3,000 each, so that would only be $6,000.
$36,000 to $4,000 each, plus installation.
Plus
costs.
Installation.
Okay.
Is that something that where we buy them, installers, or our guys install?
Well, there's the company talked about having a 4-inch pole.
Okay.
Now, and that's why I'd asked the question to the guys, do we have any 4-inch poles here? So, you know, what would it mean to do that? And I never got a response. It's plus installation costs. I don't know what that's going to be. It could be $500, it's going to be $1,000, it's going to be $2,000.
Right, but do we set the pole, or do they?
No, we would set the pole.
Yeah, I don't think the pipe would be another... $4,000. It's just a big piece of pipe.
Oh.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Say 4,000 feet.
Yeah. So then we got $2,000 for installation.
Yeah.
Well, then you put $8,000 in there.
No, I'll call Tony tomorrow and is that your department?
Call
Alvin Steele and get a price for
pole. I thought you said it was a special pole.
Yeah, it's a 4-inch.
Just the dimension is, or
yes,
is it
4-inch diameter pole? Because they had talked about, I said, well, could it be a regular street sign pole? And they said no, because it's got heavier. It's got the solar panel on top of it. It's going to be heavier.
It's going to have to probably galvanize or any color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we can have an idea when the next meeting. We'll do, and then
we got a close
on food and whatever it takes to do it.
Right.
Okay. Most of the labor will be our guys.
I assume.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something that's special that somebody
that we
has come in to do
it. Okay. Then we'll have a better idea if we can something.
Okay, so for follow up. I can go down and do the F1, which is easier. I'm going to check with Wendy on the revenues. What else, Sandy, was there you wanted on there?
I'm sorry?
Anything else on the water fund? Just
what we discussed. I'll talk to you. Okay.
All right.
Nothing about the budget.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? 8310? Are we going to see what I use? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have your last operating statement home or no?
Yeah. Okay.
If not, if you give me a minute, we can go in and run it.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that was it.
All right. That was
10.
83.4. 10.4.
Okay, A fund guy, I'm going to rethink the revenue.
Yep.
On the fines. Okay. I think that was the only question we had in the fines. Going through this, I'll take another look at my one line of assessment. Charlie, you're going to do the what's the speed signs outline.
Yep.
You're going to check into that.
Yeah.
And you're also going to look at it for the additional funding for the paving project. And could you also, do we have an Ursmama contract? Do you have one of those?
I thought they,
I don't know.
Didn't we get one from, Matt?
You have a contract?
We did.
Yeah.
Does it have a dollar in it?
Off the top of my head, I can go look.
Yeah, because we have to sign it and get it back, right?
All right, well, it's a good first start.
I have one more question. Under the services celebrations, we went from 750 to 2,000. Do you think, is that because we're just estimating, or did we add more stuff?
Well, the tree, we got an awesome deal this past year.
Okay.
Who knows if we'll get that again. We looked at some type of lights that I think you're going to revisit during the year for the Village Square tree. Costume rental's not going up. Money in Santa.
Did you want me, because I know there's a lot of back and forth talk about the tree or a clock or...
I mean...
I think
or get a smaller tree or take that
I
one down.
I think the tree needs to come down. I mean, right. My personal opinion, I think the tree needs to come down.
What's going to happen? National Grid's going to come through sometime.
Chop it.
Right out.
Maybe they won't, though, since no one wants to go up for the wires. Maybe they're too afraid, too.
No, I don't think they're afraid to do that.
They got all.
Want to know what my opinion is?
Go ahead.
Call OGS. See if they'd like a tree for the Capitol. A nice tree, a nice shaped tree to put in, might not be tall enough. Donate it to the state, okay?
That's
go forward with the clock.
How tall is it?
I don't know, I'm just thinking. I don't know if it's tall enough.
Gotta be at least, it's probably 32 feet tall.
Okay, you know.
We can offer it up.
And then, I'm just saying, and then we got our bike, what?
2019.
Okay, we can purchase this tree. Smaller tree to put on that site with lights on it and go for it with the clock. I mean, that's my opinion.
In 2000.
And then we don't have to say we cut the tree down and threw it away. We gave it to, you know.
I was thinking even if we cut the tree down, we could lop the top off and use our own gazebo.
But I'm just, you know, why, you know, let's maybe just get enough.
I don't know how bad it is through the water. They may have to go up and trim the top out.
I don't know, but that was an idea.
Very close.
Yeah. And
I'll check on that.
That's
okay. Well, we still need a tree.
Right, but I mean...
I hear you.
But then we don't have to worry about, like Dick said, the power company coming through and making a tree look like it's not a tree anymore. Spend all that money for lights for the... Top of the tree.
Okay, so everybody just wants to take a look at their department again and take a closer look. Shoot me an email with any changes. Give me the account number.
Okay.
If you have changes, if you're going to make changes, just give me the account number and the dollar amount.
So, what's the bottom line that we got a dollar amount that we
have to,
that we have to stay at or under?
If we were to get to...
Well, it's the 309,365
right.
At the 1.66. If you add the 4572,
looks like it's 313,938.
What was that again?
313.
Yep.
938.
313,938. Okay, that's we have to be below that.
Yeah.
Or at it. At it or below.
Well, it'd probably be safer to be below.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lori, on 8336.4 for Capital Fund. Last year I put the 16886.
83, hold on, what was that?
8336.4.
Yeah.
That was the 16,886 that we transferred, right?
That got transferred to the
Capital.
Capital.
Okay, so that's still there. And then the 10.
That's in the capital fund. That's
right,
in the 8.
Right, the 10 is an addition, so I would have 26,000
mm-hmm.
in the capital fund. And
And you had talked about a generator.
Generator, I think it was like 20, about that price. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Without installation?
Without installation.
No, I installed.
Installed? That was installed?
I
that's
believe,
installed.
I got
and that's the
quote.
Propane deal and all that?
The propane is, the company
free.
Sets the tank and we...
Just pay for it.
We pay for the...
Monthly. Or when they come
fuel. Okay, but that would have to be probably budgeted, but I mean, how do you know how many times the power is going to go off, and, you know, for an extended period of time, but...
Did you happen to contact any of the providers, like Long Energy Suburban?
You know, months ago I contacted three of them, gave them the generator that we're thinking about using. They figured out 75% for a week and how much it was going to use, and told me I think it was a 1,000-gallon tank. And I asked them if a pad had to be poured for that, and they said no.
So 1,000-gallon tank.
That's what they said. Okay, I'm not...
no,
okay.
I'm just...
But I'm going
I'm just thinking all I keep hearing is propane is going up.
Yeah.
It's increased, what, 25% in the last whatever?
Yeah. Well, it's going to come down to...
Yeah, because of
back.
The colder weather.
Okay. But, I mean... So.
Do they... when they supply this to a municipality, is there a locked-in price, or is it fluctuate
and,
with the market?
They didn't say that.
You probably have a county bid for it, like we do with our fuel oil.
Okay. I asked them, too, if, you know, what if we have extended time, are you going to be able to supply us if I have to run this for 2 weeks? And, said, and all of them said, yeah. So, whatever that meant.
Well, they all got, on the tanks now, they all got GPS.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, they would automatically say, yeah, we need to come.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's I'm going to leave it that way. For that. Plus, I have other ways, other money where we would have to somewhere, I think.
What's the lead time on the generator?
I didn't go any further because
okay.
I just got the quotes. You know, or I got what we need to supply our demand, you know, the kilowatts and what size we need it. And I brought it to the board, and then I stopped because the board didn't feel that we needed it at that time.
Can you revisit the price just to make sure?
Yeah, I got it. I'm still on my last. I saved it. The quote.
But it might have went up over a year.
Yeah. You know.
I'm misunderstanding, but when we put the new service in over there, then they put a place to... Put the generator
yep,
up.
Already, just got to be.
Installation
sure.
shouldn't be a big deal then.
No, I mean, it's included the price, but I just made sure, yeah, when we did it, that it's a disconnect out there, and yeah, it all comes to whatever automatic, it's an automatic startup,
yeah.
I believe. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other workshop business?
None.
If not, someone would like to make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.